Les buenos de noches, noches de amigo. Me gusta de promotir Ryder. Ándale un Eoka King podcast. What's up, folks? We kind of have a little bit of a connection here, buddy. Oh. No. This yet. Yeah, this one. The one that I told you to put it on. Put it on the Bluetooth speaker. Thank you. Fucking thank you. Dear Nabbit. Look at them trying to fuck with my peace of mind and Sandy's again. Oh, this is how the world works, folks. A little bit of peace goes a long way, but it is in the eye of the collective that which holds peace keeps themselves glued to its position. Peace and joy is a state that you choose, just like you choose being in agony and being angry and sad, pissed off. Ready to kill. Positions of movement. If the world around you presents itself of a constant that comes to the point, if you scientific method that shit, it seems like a variable at that point in the situation. Remove yourself. I don't really like my job right now. I think everyone there is a fucking two-faced fake bitch. For the most part. Not all the time, though. But the how the fuck? You have that finger point at someone with judgment. You have an atrocious level of reputation yourself. Degraded world fighting off pointing fingers of insecurity and structural injustice, claimed, if you will, towards other demented, rotten people. We're all fucked up. This is the evil episode. Another evil man. Aoka King, Goofy Man, bad guy. Here comes the bad guy. Watch them cry. I'm a bad guy. Screaming. I don't know. Maybe they're going to die. I don't know. Some lyrics or some shit that seems kind of like edgy, but still kind of funky and crunchy and cool. Because that's all they'll fucking see. When you go to a realm that you try to just profit, live your time, excellence in movements, and the most shitty of people cause problems. I don't care about your jokes. They're not funny. Fuck you. I'll kill you. I'll take this bag and your joke, and I'll wrap it around your head and hold it tight. Oh, wait until you pop off. Don't worry, I'll catch you before you hit the ground, but I'm going to let you drop. You drop two reasons. I want you to fear that I'm going to drop you, but also fear when I get low to the ground, I have to catch you before you hit it. How fast I am, how strong I am when you almost die, but are saved by the same force that put you in the situation that caused your agony. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm psycho. I'm fucking crazy, man. You know, maybe it's like I have more potential in my level of unique critical thinking. God damn it. Dug it up. They say, listen here. You're scary. You mean school shooter. Are you a killer? No, I just walk like a machine because my body's fucked up from years of needing to be one. I haven't
washed away the sides, the trimmings of the injustices that I got the world. The guilt bears more into reflection of maybe I only feel bad because I love it so much. It made me feel good. Oh, the evil! The evil! Am I bad? Because I have done bad. Is bad a position of thinking that exists neutrally? Is it bias? If I say something rotten that someone says on a comedy fucking Central skit, am I bad if I said the same thing someone else said?
Oh, do I deserve to have the 5 seconds of screen time to defend myself and say where I heard it? And just thought, I just thought it would be a funny joke. Fuck that. You guys make fucking shitty jokes all the time. What are you, pussies? Are you biased animals? Must you be dissected, pulled limb by limb?
I'll fight you in the parking lot. I don't even care. Hit me. Any excuse in the world for me to be able to hit someone back. I'm dangerous. I have a gun, and I hold it. Safety off. I don't care if it shoots me, bump into me, hurt me. I'd love to see the day that someone's brave enough to set up the trap and put it right in front of them for myself. And I pull the lever as I look up at them with a demonic grin as I get crushed or fall to my death. Only to have that demon, that monster, stare at them with a smile, a haunting memory that will manifest into their fucking being, in their brain, until I drive them insane and I crawl out of their corpse. And then it's me again. And then I'm back. Back from the realm in which I come, uprooted from the earth again. These people! Don't understand. If you are so good at grounding yourself, it's because I got that anchor. Where do you think that anchor is going? Where do you think that anchor goes? Spiritually, I'm grounding myself. Where do you think that anchor goes? If I'm in the overworld, that anchor is going someplace. Spiritually. Exactly. Don't let me remove that anchor, because I'm not a being from this world. I'm not no fucking tough vampire or werewolf wannabe. I have stumbled upon the level of critical thinking that we all have that we just think is fucking nuts. To chill and be in all wisdom of my mind. Acceptance. Power. Power comes to those that triumph with war. War is brought by those that do not see battles. The individual creature that goes out setting mine like a tooth and a knife. They say, watch it aside, watch it aside. These timbers float deep, deep within of my royal forest of mind. The royal forest rotten with fungus and mold, decay and death. This is not peace. I don't know what I've witnessed. I don't know what I've seen. But I like doing some of it. Maybe I like doing all of it. And I just know it's not right to be evil and bad. So maybe I don't even have to. Maybe this is repentance. And then the demon approached. Hey man, what's up? Oh, you know, I'm just being fucked up. Sad. Do you know that you have great power? That's just inside of you. They just don't want you to know it's there. Because then you can use it. That's the gimmick. Say that to everyone. I think you're nuts.
Yeah. Welcome. Welcome back to Hey Yoga King Podcast.
This is Ryder, the host, as always. Today, tonight, the night before the grand snow moon of February. That's what's called. I looked it up earlier. That's what's called. It's tomorrow. Tomorrow's the full moon. Oh. So if someone don't know about full moon shit, they'll say that it's today. But you look at the sky and say, ah, that's like a day or two. Then you check and you're always fucking right. If you think it is the moon that is full, you bitch. You wrong. You are dumb. Stupid. You are weak. I'm smarter than you. Stronger. I'm better. You need me. You need me to save you. Come on. You don't get it. I'm the only one that can do it. Kind of attitude. You know what I mean? Like, you go around and just, oh, don't be a bitch. Fuck you. Yo, give me an up by a fucking asshole. Come on. I know you don't like me. But don't give me a reason to still be petty and spiteful and mirror your shitty behavior, because I'm not the bigger person. I am fucked up. I got a gun. Zippy is not on. You whipping around in the car. Whipping around in the whip so you can whip around. And you say, this is up there. You probably don't know this. But did you know that there's evil delicacy? My rotting veins, my rotting minds, this sick aroma that goes on all the time. It smells like death and burning here when I try to have fun and be happy. I don't know, it goes away. It goes away. There goes the rhyme, too. Rhyme's gone. Oh, no. Bad guy. Bad guy. Bad guy. The same lore. Oh, hello there. Oh, yeah, I'm the weird owl man. The weird guy. I say out to them as I howl like some sick, demented creature that lives deep, deep, deep below anything you could ever think of.
Oh no, it's me! It's me again!
Bad guy. That's fine. What is that? Yo, know, is that a little fucking nail?
A little nail? A little nail here? A little nail
down
here?
Uh-oh. You're trash. You ever see a dead man? You ever see a dead body? Sometimes the dead body's already walking around. 9 to 5.
It's all right to give me $100 each year. The business bonus.
Oh, hey. Here we go.
Oh,
hi there. Hi. You can. I'm sorry. You got to be free on the chart because you're
weak little baby crying bitch. He will die and rot in the ground. The fire. The fucking ants. Twisting vines and flames wrapping around. German morsels. Red arms. Pulled into the ground. The ringing orange. Glow. Pulsing. So you get drawn down deeper. You can feel clawing at your flesh as it goes downward.
Oh no! Help me! Help! Oh! Where am I going?
This does not sound like fucking fantasy desert Indians. Feral golden balls. That sounds scary, man. I feel like I'm Silent Hill. Not good. You know what they say? Sometimes you spend money to feel the bottom of it. The train offers you peace. Peace is something you don't have. You don't have the peace because you don't. The neutral diode. I'm lost in the sense where I realize that that's my problem. This problem was created by someone else, not me. Not fucking me. I am the animal bad guy. What? No. What's up, man? Welcome to the fucking podcast. Fuck you. This is Hail Cooking Podcast. Me, Arms, Reiner, as usual, the host. You can find me here on the podcast at times, sometimes frequent, sometimes infrequent, sometimes none at all, and never seen again. And then, bam. You ever just get angry? You ever just get sad because of other people? Dude, why? You're letting someone else that's probably chilling, or at least feeling like they're tough and mean and evil, govern over your piece of existence where you are all trying to attentively chill. Something goes wrong. We get you in a different way. They actually do shit. Like, you know, I will just tell someone now at this point, you know. If you don't like me, don't fucking talk to me. That's it. Say that to all those demonic souls in there.
someone themselves, one of the repertoire of personality.
I tried to have a good time. I really did.
So, yeah, I meant
you want to fuck with me.
You don't understand. When I open up my mouth, and the fucking fangs come out, there's grills on those things, because I am from not only the fucking streets, but also the woods. I'm a werewolf in the city. I live in the little forest in the state, and the little park. Yeah. And you know what else? I'm a gangster. And I'm tough. I've held a gun before. I pointed at someone. Shot him in the fucking place where you can kill him. Still shot the gun. I still shot them. Never put me in a position where I have to kill a man. I might think about it. Ah, God, the body. The rotting body of the rotting God that exists inside of the fucking rotting man that sits inside of the rotting soul that rot and became hollowed out, that then fucked a celestial being and gained a hyper-consciousness. That it can even state the truth. A simple, dumb truth. Like, yo, what color is yellow? I'm just saying, yellow. I'm like, yeah. If I say that, yeah, what color is yellow? It's yellow, right? And I'm like, fuck no, yellow is blue. It's green. It's divine energy. They're not allowed to accept that I'm smart. They're not allowed to decipher what I feel, a simple word that I say. Like, hey man, those things that you needed done, I did them for you. And I put them in this location so you can find them, because they are done now. I have finished the task that you needed. And they'll say, what? Get sidetracked. They don't know what I'm saying. I feel like I'm in a fever dream. I don't know if I can talk. And if either people just don't like me, I just find me so atrocious, disgusting, noxiously. You are the bad guy to my peace. Fuck. So are you. But I need peace. You just want it. You don't understand. We're different. Oh! I don't care how tough and scary you think you are. Oh, I mean, I hurt your feelings. Good. My name is Evil Bad Guy. Yo, how long is this fucking scary track? No way! Lost City. 6 minutes? That is too long. Boing. Yeah. Yo, welcome back. This is the wisdom. Scary energy's gone, so I don't have to be the scary bad guy. If once you're gonna be the wise Heyoka King, champion of being helpful, funny, and giving good advice. Some months I see the same thing, and people will tell me they have been busy. I got a relationship. But it just didn't fucking work out, man. I'm sad. I'm like, dude, I have fucked more than I felt like I was in a relationship. And honestly, call me a bitch, it's traumatized me because being there wanted a relationship. I don't fucking know. magical what I want, man. But I want something
that seems magical. Love it. So I'm reduced to thinking that, like, I'm just, you know, a fucking asshole. That's annoying.
Just having fun, man. I have no idea. If people are being mean to you, why let it affect you?
Maybe I shouldn't give in to things as much either.
Why let it bring you down is more important than my crazy psycho demon eyes than why let it affect you. Oh, it's gonna affect me still. It's just not gonna affect you well either. I'm evil. I'm bad. Ooh, hell yeah. One of water? I like water. This is a desert. I guess this is what the desert sounds like. Maybe the sand blowing in the wind is really loud and sounds like water. That's generally just that, man. You just gotta live life the way you think that needs to be lived for your peace. We call it evil. Socialism doesn't work. It's an aspect to create total power. Man, nothing works. Just doing the right thing and not expecting to have the world bend over and fucking tickle your asshole. That's the right thing. Just doing it. You try to get underneath each other's grills.
Find a way. Don't you tell me. Don't you find a way to say it's not wrong.
Your fucking arm, man. I'm dying. Just uniquely slower, but massively more hysterically painful.
You get sick pleasures from trying to make cool things at home. Sometimes you should spend nothing on cool
things. Never thought I was nuts. Ran around my own home. They want to give them. They want to be loved, to press down, and then that makes the people abide them.
It makes them listen.
They hear them. They are more abiding, if you will. And my whole life, I just don't care. It's something I've never fucking cared. I've always seen bullshit. So I'm just stop. Don't give me bullshit. And I don't want to be in my 30s dealing with bullshit. That's nuts. And no one should have to. You know, I even tell the people. I mean, it's supposed to seem like a prime target will do it, but I'm like, no, go fuck it. Like, if I have a knife in my hand and I'm going nuts, you're pissing, you're getting me to that level and I'm holding a knife and I point it at you. And I'd say, stop. Stop fucking doing this. It's not fucking funny. And you walk away. And you keep doing it. You gotta wonder yourself if I will actually stab you because you're doing something on purpose. I don't fucking know.
Just, you know, it's not about being evil, good or bad. It's just about being right.